All right. One of the other annual tasks that we have to take on is the nomination election of officers. And so per our bylaws, we have a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary. We will deal with those first. And then those three, with two additional members at large, serve on the executive committee. So those are just standard requirements per our bylaws. And so first, we'll take on the nominations. Just a little bit of, for those of y'all who haven't had a chance to know kind of what the chair, vice chair, and secretary do. I'm the chair, besides having the privilege of sitting in Waco on a pretty regular basis, also is the primary contact on behalf of our group. So you may get, you know, additional calls or emails, as we're starting to see now, about what we're doing, not doing, or how we're doing it, and generally are available. But it does give you access. You represent with also the Water Development Board, and so a few extra meetings. This year is likely to be primarily an administrative year, and we'll talk about that in today's meeting, that we have to go through. We're starting a new cycle. We're going to be, we'll have to go through the process of acquiring a consultant again. So again, as mainly an administrative year, in case there wasn't a whole lot of other interest, I did talk to Anthony, and both of us are willing, if y'all will have us, to continue on. If somebody's eager to be chair, I'm happy to step aside and spend less time on 35, but we're willing to do either one. And so with that, we'll open the floor for nominations for the chair.
Alicia, since you're willing, I move that you be reelected as the chair.
I second. This is Sajid.
Appreciate that. So we have a motion by Brandon and a second by Sujith that I remain as chair for the next year. Is there any objections or any other? I don't even know the parliamentary. I guess we vote on this one before we would take another one, right? I think, yes. We vote on this one before we would take another nomination. So I guess all in favor with that, we'll go with yes. Is there any objections to those? Anybody who wants to vote no? Okay, then we'll consider that unanimous. And then just as part of a brief housekeeping, do we see that Susan Alsford joined us? She did. So we're going to mark Susan Alsford as now being with us. And we'll go forward with the nomination for vice chair. And I'll nominate Anthony to serve as vice chair, since he expressed a willingness to do that again.
Second,
I got Brandon, and with a Sujith, you know, a second B if we need it. All right, so we have a nomination for Anthony to continue on as vice chair. Motion made by me, second by Brandon. All in favor, make a sign, wave a hand. Any objections, make yourself better known so we can tell. Looks like we have a unanimous decision. With that, we have nomination for secretary. Secretary is a key role that coordinates with here with the BRA as our representative. And so as per typical, I definitely recommend that we move forward. And Matt has agreed to continue on helping coordinate with BRA and with our meetings and minutes and so forth. And so I'm willing to nominate Matt to continue on as the secretary. Is there a second on that motion?
Anthony, I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any objections to Matt continuing on as our secretary? Any objections? Good deal. Then we're going to go forward with that as a unanimous decision. Thank you, Matt and Anthony, for continuing on. Appreciate the group's consensus on these type of topics. And so we have two at-large members, which are basically members that help join us on the executive committee meeting. These are meetings that I think in the past have maybe been once a year. There's some functional business we have to do, including the appointment of additional members. That's why we met this last time. And so, you know, in the past, our members were Brandon and Sujith, who both, I think, are willing if folks are interested in that. But I know at least Brandon said if there's somebody else who wants to join that executive committee, that he's willing to step back. So I'm just going to open it up to the floor and see who wants to nominate at least one member for the executive committee.
Alicia, wow. I suppose that somebody could nominate themselves, correct, if they wanted to be on the executive committee?
Correct. They could also okay. Nominate themselves, because we don't want to drag somebody into it. But yeah, don't all volunteer at once here, folks. I promise it's not that hard of a deal.
Alicia, I would nominate Brandon, and you know, if no one has an objection, I would like to continue.
Second.
So what I had was Sujith nominating Brandon and himself to return, and then a second from Matt. And I'm assuming we have no objections since we had no other volunteers. Okay, I see Charlotte's going to have to drop out and re-enter. But any objections to those two as our executive committee meeting members? No, thank you. Appreciate everybody willing to come on. You know, encourage you guys as we go forward. You know, if it's a great way to start getting more involved. And if you have any questions or you're interested in the future about stepping into a role of chair or vice chair or even the executive committee, please reach out to one of us individually and we can help talk you through it. It may sound big and scary and a lot of work, but you get a little insight and we can help you take on that additional role.